The Fanny Bryce Frank Morgan Show. Soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations, a special rebroadcast with John Cotty, Harlow Wilcox, Frank Tours and his orchestra, Hanley Stafford as Daddy, Fanny Bryce as Baby Snook, and Frank Morgan.
Soon I'll be going where the soft breeze is blowing in Kentucky. Things will be blooming when I roam where there's room in old Kentucky, Kentucky, where the sky is blue and the grass is cool and the sunniest style of welcome and smile is made to order for you. Somebody's waiting to begin celebrating in Kentucky. I'm not denying that my heart will be flying when I get to Kentucky. I'll declare it's heaven with all those wonders in store. Lord, make me lucky when I get to Kentucky. Let me stay there forevermore.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Buenas noches, señoras, señoritas y caballeros.
A pip-how-wall pudding, pip frightfully how, if not more so.
Ah, Maestro Tours, my. You seem as full of that good old get-up-and-go as the super chief tonight.
Appearances are deceiving, John.
They are?
Actually, every bone in my body aches like mad. So I suppose I should be glad I'm not a herring.
Yes. Well, if you want a good diagnosis, Maestro, I can heartily recommend my personal physician. He's young, progressive, has a most pleasing personality. In fact, they say he's a bit of a lady killer.
Oh, splendid. I wonder what he charged to work on my mother-in-law.
Oh, now, Tursey, you wouldn't actually want anything to happen to her, would you?
Wouldn't I? She cost me a ruddy fortune in doctor's bills, running to the medico every time she's off her feet.
Yeah?
And you should see her feet.
I see. She demands a checkup every time her tongue is coated, huh?
Her tongue's never coated, John. After all, Moss doesn't grow on a racetrack, you know.
I follow. I think all that's wrong with you is your disposition, Tursey. You probably have a vitamin deficiency.
Oh, come off now. Why start that vitamin business?
And why not? In these fabulous times, so many wonderful discoveries are made that we take them for granted. We're beginning to feel that vitamins are as common as bread and butter.
Now, there's nothing common about butter, old boy.
You're right. But the discovery of vitamins is one of the greatest aids to health in our time. There's no end to the good contained in each capsule or tablet. Why, I know a little pill that's full of life in spite of the odd shape.
Of course. Probably all she needs is a new girdle.
Right.
Greetings, greetings, my cadaverous cronies. If there's some life left in the dame, what are we waiting for?
Pancho, please.
What? I presume you call her a pill simply because she's an old-fashioned girl. Well, the last one I dallied with asked me to marry her.
Oh, full of old-fashioned impulses, eh?
No, just full of old-fashioned.
Why don't you stop it, Frank? I wasn't talking about women. I was talking about something I'm sure you have no interest in. Vitamins, to be specific.
Vitamins, Jockey?
Yes.
A fascinating and recondite subject.
To be sure.
One of the many on which I happen to be the definitive authority.
You?
I wonder sometimes how one head can contain so much diversified knowledge.
That thought has entered my head, too.
Under great difficulties, no doubt, to us. Yes, gentlemen, and I use the word loosely.
Yeah.
So convinced am I of the efficacy of vitamins that I daily absorb a dose of B1 by injection.
You take a stiff shot?
Thanks, I don't mind if I do.
Hello?
A natural misunderstanding, Johnny.
Quite.
As I even go so far to put vitamins in my highballs.
You do?
I like to build myself up while I'm tearing myself down.
If you led the kind of life I do, Pancho, you wouldn't need vitamins.
What?
All I need is this wonderful climate.
Yeah.
When the wind is strong, I feel strong.
Yeah.
When the weather is brisk, I feel brisk.
Yeah. Balmy out tonight, isn't it? However, I am not ashamed of my dependence on vitamins, Jockey, as this led to one of my greatest inventions.
And what was that? I'm paid to ask.
The Morgan Biker Separator, a machine to extract vitamins from minerals. Rotating at a speed of 50,000 revolutions a second and centrifugally skimming the vitamins off the top. So all I had to do was throw into the machine some copper, zinc, phosphorus, iron, tin, and then start it going. But what's the use of talking about this phenomenal machine?
Well, why not talk about it?
Well, it didn't work.
Oh, well.
Undismayed, I concentrated on extracting the ascorbic acid from the juice of tomatoes. Developing my species of this legume.
Just a minute.
What?
You're wasting your time with that one, Pancho.
Why?
I'm an old tomato picker myself.
Yes, I've seen you out with some of those. But these were merely experiments. It wasn't until later that I discovered the fish liver extract and supplied the entire industry with what I named the A vitamin.
A?
An alkylic alcohol, or C282908.
Oh, H.
What's your language, Ducky? I threw most of the sharks with my bare head.
Wait a minute, you faker.
What?
Do you have the unmitigated gall to claim you are responsible for the fish liver vitamin?
Hooked again.
Yes.
Girls, this will intrigue you no end. Pull up a sardine, sit down. From the earliest days of the House of Morgan, my family have been fisher folk. And even the women went out of the sea and slipped. In the old days, America's largest fish hatchery was owned by my uncle, Trout Morgan.
Trout Morgan?
Yes. Part Finn.
Oh.
And always fried.
Oh, no.
His hatchery made money hand over fin.
Yeah.
And soon my uncle was rolling in fish. In fact, he rolled in fish so much my aunt wouldn't let him in the house.
Boy, was a strong character.
Yeah. Even though he was a distant relative of mine, I wished to increase the distance. So yes. I left home and struck out on my own.
I can guess.
I'd grown amazingly rugged on a diet of fish, and sensing their medicinal properties, I chartered a fishing smack for a scientific expedition. those were the happy days aboard the good ship Termite's Dream, as I called her.
You did, huh?
What accommodations, what food. At mealtimes, I messed with the captain, and between meals, I messed with the captain's knee. romance. Yes, but it was only too brief, Jockey. Like her uncle, the skipper, the poor girl, had a wooden leg.
Oh.
And she soon pined away.
Pined away, yes.
All I had left then was a memory and a picture of her adorable face, which I tattooed on my knee.
Really?
Out of respect to her, I had it removed. I didn't want a picture hanging around in such a broken-down joint.
Always the romanticist, aren't you?
Always, Ducky. But I had my work to give me thought.
Uh-huh.
My initial experiments aboard ship had revealed certain therapeutic qualities in the liver of the shark. And accordingly, I set sail for shark-infested waters, pausing only to make a haul of small fish for bait.
Smell?
They certainly did. There was no idea. Fish! Hey, no, no. As a matter of fact, Ducky, I don't recall what kind they were. For at that precise moment, fate took a hand and a frantic cry rang out.
What?
Man overboard.
For heaven's sake, who was it?
Me. I accepted this contretemps casually until I saw the captain dive over the side and come to grips with a huge man-eating shark. The first shark I've ever seen with legs.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Sharks don't have legs.
Well, this one had the captain's. However, before the shark could rake him with his razor-like teeth, I swam quickly over and vanquished him with my bare hands.
How did you kill this shark with your bare hand?
By a device simple to one of my great physical strength.
Tell me.
While the shark's gaping mouth was even yet open wide to bite the captain,
yeah.
I thrust my arm down the shark's throat, grabbed his tail, and turned him inside out. The shark's fins, now being on the inside, they tickled his stomach, and he laughed himself to death.
Oh.
No. That was only the beginning. Commotion in the water attracted the attention of a giant octopus, and while I was busily investigating the shark's liver for vitamin content, a huge tentacle encircled my body, and I was dragged under. Down, toward the octopus lair I went, until with a last burst of superhuman strength, I broke the vacuum cup tentacle in three places.
Three places?
Yes. Never give a sucker an even break. I was rapidly succumbing from the pressure, and would have died had not the pressure burst the shark's liver, which I was still carrying. A small barracuda, swimming by, gobbled up the bits of liver and immediately grew to enormous size. So rich in vitamins was it.
Mm-hmm.
The octopus was so taken back that he threw up his arms in surprise, freeing me.
Amazing.
Yes, wasn't it? But my danger was not over. The barracuda's appetite had grown with his size, and now he made a dash for me, his wicked teeth gleaming in the green, murky light. There was only one thing to do. I swam for the steel keel of the boat, bright and shiny from recent polishing.
Then
I made an abrupt left turn, and the barracuda came face to face with his own reflection.
Yes?
Not realizing how large he'd grown, he thought his own reflection was a whale, and he turned tail and fled.
Oh, murder.
And now, Ducky, I shall make you a present of one of the vitamin pills made from that very shark's liver. It'll be delivered to your house by truck tomorrow morning.
Truck?
Yes.
Just a minute. If the pill is that big, how can I swallow it?
Jockey, if you can swallow the story I just told you, you can swallow anything.
Is John Conte bringing you one of the current hits, To Heaven, as arranged by Carmen Dragon. John?
To heaven, one high in the sky. To heaven, one here in your eye. I never dreamed to kiss an angel, but darling, here you are, in an overcoat of moonbeam, buttoned with a star. I'm thrilled to high heaven, just feeling your touch, my heaven. You so much, and while our lips are making memories, this moment is divine. I see to heaven, and both of them are mine. I'm thrilled your touch, my heaven. I love you so much, and while our lips are making memories, this moment is divine. And both of them are mine.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. And now Oh, dear. Telephone's a little late. Hello?
Hello, John.
Hello, Daddy. I was trying to get you this afternoon. You weren't at the office.
No, I played hooky today. So nice out, I decided to go fishing.
Trout fishing?
No, just off the pier down the beach.
Oh.
Everything was perfect. I made one mistake.
What was that?
Took Snooks along. She promised she'd be good, so we prepared a basket lunch.
Well, here we are, Snooks. This is the pier we're going to fish off.
Daddy, ain't it?
Oh, for sheer enjoyment, Snooks, there's no sport like it. And what a beautiful day.
Hi.
Who wouldn't enjoy a day like this?
I know, Daddy.
Who?
The fish.
Come on, let's find a spot and start hauling them in.
What's the biggest fish you ever caught?
You'd better ask your mother. I've forgotten what I told her.
Mommy likes fishing too, don't she?
She hates it. Whatever gave you that idea?
Well, once I asked her, what she do if Daddy went away?
Oh, you did? What did she say?
She said, don't worry, there's plenty of other fish in the sea.
Well, she won't catch anything with her lines.
Are all those men fishing?
Yes, Snooks. They're all members of the great fishing fraternity. There's nobody like a fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind, he's considerate, and he's friendly. Now, take this old gentleman here. Hello, old-timer. Catching anything?
Shut your stupid face!
Poor fellow probably been sitting there for hours, hasn't caught a fish.
Maybe his worm ain't frying.
Oh, no, he's just turning. But even he can't upset me on a gorgeous day like this. Look at those waves breaking on the shore. Roll on, O mighty ocean, roll.
Where do you think you are?
They don't like you, Daddy.
Who cares? I'm out to have fun. Well, this looks like a good spot, Snooks. Did you bring the bait?
Yeah, I got a whole can full.
Why,
Why, that's wonderful. You dug up this whole canful of worms by yourself?
No, Roxy helped me.
Well, how'd you get your little brother to help you dig worms?
It was easy, Daddy. For every 10 he dug up, I let him eat one.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Well, remind me to thank you later. I can't be bothered now.
Come on, we're going to go start fishing.
Right now.
Yeah.
Here's your pole and here's mine. Now, before we start, do you know what to do when you get a bite?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Scratch it.
Snooks, on the basis of that last remark, I'm going to make you manager of this combination.
Well, I manage.
Manage to stay out of my way. I'd like to enjoy myself. Yes, sir. The way I feel, I wouldn't be surprised if I caught a shark.
What's a shark?
It's a man-eating fish.
Did you ever see a man-eating fish?
No, but I saw a man-eating duck in a restaurant. Ha-ha! Pretty good, eh?
Terrible.
Oh, what do you know? Come on, let's start baiting these hooks.
What's that old man doing over there?
Oh, he's a commercial fisherman. See, he's mending his fish net.
What's a fish net?
Well, what does it look like to you?
A lot of holes tied together with string.
Superb. Well, let's get started. I hope the fishing's as good here as it used to be when I played hooky from school. Boy, those trout used to snap at the line.
Were they mad?
Mad? Why, those trout were so vicious we had to hide behind a tree to bait the hook.
How do you bait a hook?
Watch your daddy, Snooks, and learn. The two most important things in hook baiting are a clear eye and a steady hand.
Uh-huh.
Now, hand me one of those words.
Which one?
Anyone.
There's a cute little one, Daddy. Nice and wiggly.
Thank you, Snooks. Now watch.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to take the worm and put it on the hook.
You're going to stick that sharp hook through that cute little worm?
I certainly.
But it'll hurt him.
It won't hurt anything.
How would you like to have a hook stuck through you?
Oh, that's different. I'm not a worm.
Well, I heard Mommy call...
Never mind. No, you can't be squeamish about these things. Fishermen have been baiting hooks for centuries.
You'll kill it.
I will not. You just watch and see.
Well?
I simply take the hook in this hand and the worm in the other hand and...
Daddy, it's looking up at me.
What is?
The poor little worm.
Oh, now stop that, Snooks. There's no need to get so dramatic. You think I was doing something horrible.
Well?
But it's only a worm. Don't look at me that way.
What way?
As though I were a criminal.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
Let's get this over with and do some fishing. Do you mind if I bait the hook?
No, Daddy.
Well, all right, then. Here goes. You just... There. See?
No!
Oh, for goodness sake, Snooks. Look what you made me do.
What?
I just baited my finger. Fine thing, you and your pool worm.
He's happy, Daddy.
What do you mean, he's happy?
He's wagging his little tail.
Well, he can start wagging it at a fish. Going on this hook. With your permission.
You sure won't hurt him?
I don't care whether it hurts him or not. It's all part of the game. He can take it or leave it. Now, I simply put the hook through him right about. Well, you'll have to learn this someday, Snooks. Here, you do it.
What?
Put the worm on the hook.
Nah.
What's the difference? Who does it?
I ain't stabbing no worm.
Oh, of all the asinine things. Afraid to put a worm on a hook. Well, we came here to do some fishing, and by golly, we're going to do it. Ask the man next to you if he'll put the worm on for us.
Mister, will you put this worm on the hook for my daddy?
Why, sure. There you are, sir.
Thank you very much.
Come, give me that rod. Now to start hauling him in. Go get him, worm!
Where's the little worm now?
In the water.
On the ground?
Of course not. Look, you can see him down there.
He ain't moving.
Well, maybe he's resting. After all, he's just had a trying experience.
He's dead.
All right, so he's dead. What about it?
You're a murderer.
I'm not a murderer.
You killed a little worm.
Oh, perhaps. Quiet, no. Can't you see you're disturbing all these men?
But all I can think of is that poor little drow
Please, Snooks, please.
If you stop crying, I'll make it up to you.
How?
Well, I'll give the worm a beautiful funeral.
With flowers and everything?
With flowers and everything. And I'll tell you what else we'll do. Yeah. We'll build a little paper boat and we'll put the worm in it.
You will?
Yes. And the boat will sail out to sea and disappear over the horizon. A true Viking funeral.
That sounds wonderful, Daddy. It will make me so happy.
All right. You get a piece of paper to make the boat, and I'll take the worm off the... Snooks, look. He's moving. He isn't dead after all.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Then we won't give him a beautiful Viking funeral?
We won't have to.
And he won't disappear over no horizon?
Of course not.
Let's kill him.
The Frank Morgan, Fanny Bryce Show is a rebroadcast presentation for the American Armed Forces and their allies. Now, in the time still remaining, we present a musical after show featuring Victor Young and his orchestra. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.